Hello, I'm Charlotte from PleasureMechanics.com, and welcome to this week's Just the Tip, an episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite resources about sex and relationships, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or a challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning in to our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. This week's excerpt is from The Art of Sexual Ecstasy by Margot Anand. Margot Anand is one of the main neo-tantra teachers in the West. So this piece is a little bit more esoteric than much of what we talk about. And after I read the quote, I will translate it into something that feels really easy to understand, I hope. So if this is more esoteric than you're used to, stick with me. All right, here we go. Ecstasy happens to you when you learn the art of staying relaxed and aware in high states of sexual or non-sexual arousal. A condition that I call the ecstatic response. You can experience this state with or without a partner for long periods of time. At first, this may sound like a paradox. How can apparent opposites like relaxation and arousal be combined? You probably assume that you are either relaxed or aroused. In ordinary sex, relaxation occurs only after sexual excitement has climaxed in orgasm. The ecstatic response, however, combines the best effects of both, high energy and profound peacefulness. This is not, as one may experience in ordinary sex, an alternation between arousal and relaxation, but a simultaneous resonance between them. In the ecstatic response, you allow the energy to rise to higher and higher levels, while at the same time relaxing into the excitement, letting it spread through the body and containing it for longer and longer periods. This results in a blissful, regenerative experience. Anand goes on to say, in the ecstatic response, you learn how to generate high levels of sexual arousal that are followed just before the point of orgasmic release by complete stillness of mind. At the same time, you relax certain muscles, breathe deeply and slowly, and apply other simple techniques that transform the nature of your orgasm. This prepares you for a full body orgasm, which depends on the body's ability to vibrate beyond conscious control. Instead of a localized genital release, you experience a prolonged series of subtle, continuous, wave-like pulsations that spread through the body, resulting in the impression that you are melting into your partner. In this state, the orgasmic sensations are no longer exclusively dependent on genital interaction, but are often perceived as an altered state of consciousness. Unlike the short peaks of genital orgasm, what you feel is not a reflex act that leads to a sudden and uncontrolled release of energy, but a deep letting go that is reached through a consciously controlled practice. As the energy between your bodies melts and merges, sexual communion becomes an experience of deep intimacy. In a sense, the ordinary genital experience is like rowing on a windy sea in a small boat. You bounce up and down. In contrast, the ecstatic state could be compared to the soft ripples of a quiet sea, reflecting the sun. In high sex, you learn both to row more skillfully and to watch the sunlight on the ripples. So, what I think is important to take away from this piece is that we know it is very common for both men and women to tense up while experiencing sexual pleasure. Whether solo or with a lover, many people tense their whole body while being stimulated and heading towards climax. This pattern of muscular tension is often left over from being a teenager living at home and rushing towards having a quiet orgasm as quickly as possible before getting found out. This habit often stays with us even when we have grown up and moved out. many of us continue to have solo sex in exactly the same way as we did as teenagers for years after. However, as adults who are embracing the gift of experiencing pleasure, we can choose to start having different habits and experiences of orgasm. The problem with full body tension during arousal is it limits the amount of pleasure you can feel in your body. The more tension, the less blood flow, the less sensation. By tensing up the whole body, you keep arousal localized just in the genitals and don't experience full body arousal. A key to changing your sexual response and experiencing more expanded kinds of orgasms is to unlearn this pattern of full body tension during arousal and instead train yourself to relax deeply as you are trying to experience more sexual pleasure. One of my teachers, Joseph Kramer, calls traditional kinds of orgasm a genital sneeze. This speaks to traditional orgasms being more of a reflex rather than an expression of your full sexual potential. Training yourself to relax as your pleasure builds allows orgasmic energy to start moving from just the genital area to being spread around the whole body. This is one very important step towards learning how to experience full body expanded orgasms. Often people don't want to relax as they near orgasm as they worry they may lose their orgasm. And this may well happen as you start exploring this skill. But if you do lose your orgasm, it is possible that as you build up again towards orgasm, that the climax you eventually have may be more powerful than the one you would have had, as you've had more time to build stronger arousal all over your body. I reckon it is worth experimenting with exploring this, even if you do lose your orgasm, so that you can eventually train your body to be able to experience more pleasure during your orgasms. If we don't think about sexual pleasure as something that is so scarce and hard to access, but as a renewable resource that we can access and play with again and again, we can begin to relax and explore expanding it beyond what you may have experienced before. Your challenge this week is to experiment with this. Start exploring sexual pleasure either solo or with your lover, and you can tell your lover what you're doing or not. And as you reach increased levels of pleasure, take deep breaths and then consciously relax the muscles of your whole body. And if you can, the muscles in and around your pelvis and genitals too. And notice what you feel. Your orgasm may slip away a little, but keep going with experiencing pleasure and see if you feel your sexual energy raise a little. Keep relaxing as you continue with your sexual stimulation. Notice if you experience getting higher each time you approach your climax. This kind of calm, peaceful, slow and steady increase in pleasure can be one element in allowing you to fall into more pleasurable orgasms again and again. You can find a link to Margaret Anand's book, The Art of Sexual Ecstasy, on the show notes page for this podcast at pleasuremechanics.com. Hit the podcast button at the top of every page for a complete podcast archive. If you want more support, inspiration, and skill in reaching or expanding your own orgasms or your lovers, check out our Foreplay Mastery course over at pleasuremechanics.com. And sign up for our weekly newsletter for a regular dose of erotic inspiration, free giveaways, and more. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Charlotte from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.